Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Tom Lefford joining us today talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Superior Livestock Auction markets more than 1.3 million head of cattle annually, all with the personal one-on-one attention buyers and sellers deserve. Coming up is a video auction June 26th in Fort Worth, Texas, offering more than 17,000 head. Contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Also coming up, the Week in the Rockies, July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and Video Royale in Winnemucca, Nevada, July 27th and July 29th through 31st. Superior Video Auction, June 26th in Fort Worth, Texas, offering more than 17,000 head.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
The regular monthly cattle on feed report issued this last Friday afternoon. Tom Lefford with Lefford Commodities visiting with our own Leslie Smith about the report, saying it was, for the most part, neutral to perhaps just a little on the friendly side.
Our June 1 on feed number came in at 101%. It was looking for 100.9, so very close to the estimate. That means that we put 10.561 million head of cattle on feed. That is 1.7% below the five-year average. And Nebraska was up 1%, Kansas was unchanged, and Texas was down 2% versus a year ago. Now, this is the fourth largest June on feed of the past 7 years. Now, seven of the past 8 months have experienced year-over-year increases on their on-feed numbers. May placements today came in at 90%. Now, this was a little lower than expected. They was looking for 91.4%. This means that we placed 1.714 million head of cattle. This is 13.3% lower than the five-year average. This is the third smallest May placement of the past 20 years. Now, Kansas was down 21% on placements this month, Texas down 16%, and Nebraska was down 8% versus a year ago.
One of the things that Tom Lefford shows us is that the overall number of pounds in the feedlot at any one time continuing to get smaller and smaller. You see that in the weight breakdowns of the placements.
The weight breakdown of the placements found the under 600-pound category down 18.4% versus a year ago. 600 to 699-pound category down 10.3%. 700 to 799-pound category down 17.9%, and the 800-plus category was unchanged versus a year ago. Now, this month is the first time the year-over-year increase has not occurred in the heavyweight placements as we have seen the previous 9 months with increases versus a year ago that have ranged from 2.6 to as high as 16.1% over a year ago. So those heavy weights, it looks like maybe we're starting to work them out of the mix a little bit.
As for cattle marketings,
May marketings came in at 92%. The trade was looking for 91.6%. This means that 1.711 million head of cattle was marketed. That is 10.9% below the three-year average. This is the lowest May marketing of the past 20 years. This is also the fifth consecutive month of being the lowest in the past 20 years. Now, Texas was down 12% on marketings, Kansas down 6%, Nebraska was actually up 3% compared to a year ago.
Tom Lefler on the latest cattle on feed numbers. While the absolute numbers were 1% above a year ago, overall numbers of pounds continue to be tightening up in our major U.S. feedlots. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
She's the tough lady of hard red winter wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another outstanding variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee has the built-in genetic potential to score big on yields, and with her endurance heritage, Ruby Lee holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.